Okay. So there's more or less one question from every shiur, for trying to focus on the main highlights of the shiur. Obviously, we addressed other things also, but let's try and just get it down to the basic items we discussed in order to have a proper chazara. So the Mishnah told us on Daf Tes Mid Aleph, machleik is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So of these questions that I gave you, we'll pick out some, and that will be probably the questions on the test, more or less. I might try and narrow the focus, but certainly nothing else that we, if we're not going to discuss it here, won't be on the exam. So the first question is Sukkah Yeshana Kshera. We pass on Beis Hillel, machleik between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Mishnah Daf Tes Mid Aleph. If you have a sukkah that was not built for the purpose of the mitzvah of sukkah, it's still a sukkah that is kshera. Rashi explains, if a sukkah was built within 30 days of the yontif, then it's assumed that it was built l'shem yontif. If it was built earlier, it's assumed it wasn't built l'shem yontif. Based on the general rule of shloshim yom kodem achag, 30 days prior to every yontif, Rashi assumes it's every yontif. A person is supposed to begin learning the halachas of the yontif, so your mind is already on the yontif. So a sukkah that was built more than 30 days before the yontif is presumably not built for the sake of the mitzvah of sukkah. But the opinion of Beis Hillel is, and that's how we paskin, is that the sukkah is kshera. Beis Shammai disagreed that the sukkah had to be built lishma, because the pasuk says over there, chag ha-sukkah is tasa l'cha, pasuk in Parashas Emor, it has to be built l'shem chag. This pasuk should be read, chag, where Rashi explains, sukkah tasa l'chag. You should make a sukkah for the chag. We don't pass in that way. We pass in that the sukkah doesn't have to be made for the yontif, even a sukkah yeshana, more than 30 days before yontif is kshera, like Beis Hillel. Nonetheless, Tosfos writes over there on the top of the Tesemet Aleph, in the name of the Yushalmi, that tzarech lechadish badavar, that you have to, even though a sukkah yeshana is kshera, it's proper. Even though Tosfos says tzarech, the Rishonim say only it's the right thing to do, but you don't have to do it. It's not miyakev. The sukkah, you can still sit in it anyway. But yeah, tzarech lechadesh badover. You should try and make something new in the sukkah that's l'shem, the mitzvah of sukkah. So the question was, acheviu b'taisus meitam yushami debar lechadesh badover. Taisus calls the name yushami that it's proper to make something new in the sukkah this year. Even though it was made 30 days before, it's still kshera, do something new. So we explained beza beza alfanim yeshar hazbir my bar lechadesh dover, and what nafkamina is there. So we explained two possible ways of understanding this chiddush of the Yushalmi, that even according to Beis Hillel, that sukkah is kshera, you should do something new. One possible way was the Or Zarua explains that it's because even though Beis Shammai feel that the sukkah has to be made lishma, Beis Hillel feel it doesn't have to be made lishma, the entire thing, but you should make one thing lishma. You don't have to. It's not miyakeh, but there should be one thing that's made lishma. Meaning, Beis Hillel, give in a little bit. You know, subscribe a little bit to the sheet of Beis Shammai. That was one possible way of viewing this halacha. However, in the Trivus of the Binyan Shlomo, who was of Shlomo Levilna, was printed sometimes in the back of the Gemara, he suggested a different understanding of this halacha in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Sarach Lechadesh Badavar. That what it means is that you have to participate in the mitzvah of binyan sukkah. That there is an independent, not because Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai even a little bit that the sukkah has to be built lishma, but there's an independent mitzvah to build the sukkah. And even though your sukkah is a sukkah yeshana, was built way before sukkahs, maybe it's from last year, that's kosher, you should build the sukkah every year. There's a mitzvah to build the sukkah. We explained because the she'iltos rise that there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah, one of the goyim, because the pasuk says in the Torah, but the pasuk says Chag Asukos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yamim, or the pasuk says Basukos. What is the pasuk? One pasuk says Chag Asukos Shivas Yamim Hashem. The other pasuk says Chag Asukos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yamim. Yeah, you should make sukkos. So we explain the name of the Netziv, even though this is not, you don't have to build a sukkah if you're not going to sit in it, but since it's mentioned in the Torah, even though it's only a hechsher mitzvah, it's a preparation. It's mentioned in the Torah. It has an elevated status. And there's perhaps a mitzvah to build the sukkah if you're going to sit in it. We said if you're not going to sit in it, there's no mitzvah to build the sukkah. But if you're going to sit in it, then building the sukkah, even though it's just a hechsher mitzvah, is still a mitzvah. So perhaps the reason why the Yerushalmi says you should do something is not because the sukkah has to be built for Shema, but because you should do something to build the sukkah every year. What's the difference? So we quoted in the name of the Ritva, and the Prima Gadim have a machlekes, is in the Sharetzi and the Mishnah Berurah, where do you have to be machadesh davar? Again, if it's for to make the sukkah lishma, where should the chiddush davar have to be? Rabbi said, if it's to make the sukkah lishma, where does the lishma have to be? In the schach. So the Prima Gadim says the chiddush davar has to be in the schach. The Ritva says the Chiddush Davar could even be in the walls. So we explained, because according to the Ritva, the Chiddush Davar is you should participate in the mitzvah of building the sukkah every year. Maybe there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Even though there's no mitzvah to build sukkahs in general, you don't have to do that. You can walk around town building everybody's sukkahs. But if you're going to sit in it, it's a hechsher mitzvah, ksuba b'Torah. The Torah recognizes it, elevates its status. Then you should participate in the building every year, okay? So Yishalmi says, Tzarech HaKadosh Badavar, what are the two possible ways of understanding it? Either it's because the sukkah should be built partially lishma, or because it's an independent mitzvah to build a sukkah, the difference will be, should you be Mechadosh Davar, do that one new thing, even though sukkah Yishan is Ksher, should you do your one new thing in the Schach? That would mean because the sukkah has to be built partially lishma, or is it even in the walls is good enough, because that's also part of the mitzvah of building the sukkah, right? Then we discuss the topic of the Gemara over there. Learns out from a different pasuk, not Chag Asuka is Tachas Seil Chashiv Asyamim, from the pasuk of Chag Asuka is Shiv Asyamim LaShem, that the sukkah is like the carbon chagiga, just like the carbon chagiga in the Beis Hamikdash is Chal Shem Shamayim Al Chagiga. It's kadosh. You can't use it for your own purposes. So too Chal Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkah. The sukkah is kadosh. The second question was, "Bamen nechuku harosh v'arambam b'din zeh dechal shem shemayim ol hasukah." What is machlekes in the Rosh and the Rambam? How does Reb Chaim explain the Rambam? And does Tosfos hold like the Rosh of the Rambam? It sounds like a long question. It's really not. The Rosh says that the halach of chal shem shemayim ol hasukah is only on the schach. That's the ikar sukkah. The Rambam says it's even on the walls. The walls are also kadosh. Okay, Chal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah, the Sukkah is Kadosh, the Rosh is the Schach, the Rambam says the walls and the Schach. And Reb Chaim explains the Rambam, more or less, if we had to boil it down to one nugget, is because the walls are necessary to fulfill the mitzvah. So even though many of the halachas of Sukkah only relate to the Schach, the Cheftza of the Sukkah includes the walls. You can't fulfill the mitzvah without the walls. So even though the most halachas of the sukkah only relate to the schach, the walls can be built out of metal girders, but at the same time, the cheftz of the sukkah is also the walls. So the Rosh holds the halacha of chal shem shemayim al sukkah is only in the primary, you know, focus of the sukkah, which is the schach. The Rambam holds it applies to the entire cheftz of the sukkah, which is the walls and the schach. And Tosfos seems to hold, the Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold like the Rambam. Because Tosfos asks, sounds like from here, the sukkah is also b'hanah midoraisa, based on a pasuk. Chal shem shemayim al sukkah, chag asukkah, shivas yam Hashem. But then Tosfos quotes a gemara in Shabbos, that it's only din midrabanan, because objects that are set aside for a mitzvah shouldn't be used for other purposes. It's called huksalu mitzvah. That's only din midrabanan. So is it derabanan or deraisa? That's the question Tosfos asks. And Tosfos answers, the middle lines in Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that it depends on which part of the sukkah you're talking about. The main two walls and a tefach, that's Doraisa. The rest is only the Rabbanan. So what do you see? You see that Tosfos holds that what is Asur, what is included in Chal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah, is not only the what? The Schach is also the walls. Because he says it's only the two and the tefach walls that are usher, the rest is the rabbanon. The two and the tefach are the rice, the rest is the rabbanon. Okay? So the question was, Chal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah, what's included? The Rosh says only the schach, that's the focus of the sukkah. The Rambam says the walls too. Reb Chaim explained, because you need them to fulfill the mitzvah. It's also part of the Cheftz Shel Mitzvah. And Tosfos seems to hold like the Rambam, because Tosfos says it's the rice, the rabbanon. This Chal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah, and Tosfos says the first two and a quarter wall, you know, two and a tefach walls are the rice. The rest is only the Rabbanan, it seems to say, like the Rambam. Okay, question number three was, now that we said the sukkah is prohibited in Hana, is one allowed to sit in it when it's raining? If it's prohibited in Hana, how can you sit in it when it's raining? Aren't you benefiting from the sukkah? So the one possibility is, how are you allowed to sit there when it's raining? So it could be you're not. We don't assume that way. That's not the assumption. The assumption is that you can sit there. Why can you sit there? But aren't you benefiting from the sukkah? The sukkah is prohibited in Hana. At least the schach for sure. Maybe even the walls. So one possibility is that it's not prohibited in Hana in all forms of benefit. You only just can't take down the sukkah. When we said chal shem shamam or sukkah, we didn't mean that the whole thing is prohibited in Hana, like hekdesh, literally, or kiloi hakerem, or things that are also about. No, it just means you can't take it down. Because we asked in Rabbeinu Tam, who said that the only time the sukkah is also about is the first two in the tefach walls. Which is the first two in the tefach walls? Who's to say what's two in the tefach? Who's to say which two in the tefach are aser? So we explain that what Rabbeinu Tam means is that to passel the sukkah, that's what's included in Chal Shem Shamayim Ola Sukkah. But if you're not going to passel the sukkah to take down a wall, as long as you still have 2 1/4 up, you're fine. So it's the last 2 1/4, 2 in the tefach. But as long as you have kosher sukkah there, you haven't violated Chal Shem Shamayim Ola Sukkah. What Chal Shem Shamayim Ola Sukkah means, not to take the sukkah down. That's why we quoted the Ran, later on in Daf Mem Ches, that you're not supposed to take the sukkah down during sukkahs. Even if you don't plan on sitting it anymore, the sukkah, that's included in Chal Shem Shamayim Ola Sukkah. Okay, so the first answer to the question is, how can you sit there in the rain? The answer is, because the sukkah is not also about. No, it just means you shouldn't take it down. That's what Rabbeinu Tam meant. That's what the Ran says, you shouldn't take the sukkah down during sukkahs. Another possibility is, Rashi disagrees later, you can take the sukkah down during sukkahs if you don't plan on sitting there anymore. So others give a different answer. Rabbi Ochanan answered that it's because when the sukkah, it's raining outside, the sukkah is nishkin sukkah. The Gra says like that. It's no longer a sukkah. That's why the Gra said there's no chumrah, even though Chabad does this, but there's no chumrah. We can't learn anything from Chabad, but there's no sukkah in the rain. That's why there's no chumrah to sit in the sukkah in the rain. You're not being machmer in anything. It's not called a sukkah. It's just like sitting outside in the rain. Why would you do that? So it's not called a sukkah. So therefore, if it's not called a sukkah in the rain, you're not benefiting from the sukkah, because the sukkah is not a sukkah. Or we explained in the name of the stipler that it's because that's what the sukkah is made for. The sukkah is made for shelter. When the Gemara says chal shem shemayim al sukkah, that means to use it as a, you know, as a crutch to support me if I'm leaning against it, or as a handball, a racquetball wall or something. That would be prohibited. But to use it for what it's made for, a shelter, that's what the sukkah is made for, okay? So chal shem shemayim ola sukkah, the sukkah is prohibited in Hana. How can you sit there then in the rain? One answer is because that the sukkah was never prohibited in Hana in all forms of benefit, only you shouldn't take it down during sukkahs. Second answer is because when it's raining, it's not called a sukkah. And the third answer is, that the Achronim bring, is because that's what the sukkah is made for. When it said chal shem shemayim ola sukkah, it only means not to use it for things that it wasn't made for. Good. Number four. Okay, so at the bottom of we spent a lot of time on Tesmet Aleph. At the bottom of Tesmet Aleph, the Gemara learns out of a pasuk that a sukkah gzula is no good. From that pasuk, of chag asukah is tase lecha, lecha, that it has to belong, that it's a sukkah gzula is no good. You have three lines from the bottom, Lemu'ute Gzula. Not that it has to belong to you. You can sit in a borrowed sukkah, you can go to someone else's house, but it shouldn't be stolen. So Taisus asks, why do you need a Gzeres HaKosev to tell me that a sukkah Gzula is no good? It should be a mitzvah haba b'avera. If you sit in the sukkah when it's stolen, you're fulfilling a mitzvah only because you first performed an avera. It seems to be your classical mitzvah bab avera, just like using a lulav hagazel. It's a mitzvah bab avera. Sukkah gzula should also be a mitzvah bab avera. Why do I need a special gzeres hakosev? Chag asukah istas lecha lemeute gzula. So that's the first part of question four. So chag asukah istas lecha lemeute gzula. Ma hikshu b'taisvis al miut sukkah gzula mehader siv chag asukah istas lecha. What does Taisus ask? Taisus asks, it should be a mitzvah bab avera. What I need gzeres hakosev. So Taisus answers, mitzvah bab avera is only the rabbanon. He said, "That's come on." The Ritva answers, mitzvah bab avera only applies to karbanos, to lulav, which is like a carbon that we shake in all different directions, like a carbon that's shaked, because that's coming to appease Hashem, the ratzon. And when you're appeasing Hashem, you can't use a stolen item. We said, come on. So the Achrayim give another answer. So that's the third part of the question over here. So the Minchas Chinuch has a teretz to this kasha of Taisus, which you have to know if you want to claim that you learned anything in Masechta Sukkah. And that is the Minchas Chinuch answers. He says the mitzvah baba beira takes care of the fact that you don't receive reward for the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. You don't receive reward if you sit in there when it's stolen. However, it's still not considered to be like eating outside of the sukkah. But once we have the gzeras hakosuv, now it's as if you ate outside of the sukkah. Meaning there's three levels. Like some items, you know, you're allowed to eat inside of it. Okay. So over here the Minhag Hasidus says, if you're washing in the sukkah gzula, now it's not only that you don't get the mitzvah. But you're still sitting in the sukkah, I'm not sitting outside. No! The gzeras hakosuv comes to tell you, it's as if you're sitting outside of sukkah. And not only is there a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, there's an iser to eat outside of the sukkah. So many achrayim not happy with the Minchas Chinuch, who's to say there's an iser to eat outside of the sukkah. Maybe there's only a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. But that was the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. That's what everybody quotes in the name of the Minchas Chinuch. Not only is there a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, there's an iser to eat outside of the sukkah. So we needed two sources. Mitzvah Baba Avera tells you not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. The Gzeres HaKasuv comes to tell you you're in violation of the iser. It's not like you're just pariv, eating in the sukkah without a mitzvah. Auditing. You're not auditing sukkah. Okay. You don't get, there's no such thing. So it's as if you're eating outside of the sukkah. Okay, so back to the question, Mahikshu HaTaisis, what does Taisis ask on this Gzeres HaKosuv to exclude a stolen sukkah? If you steal the materials of a sukkah, Taisis says that, why do I need Gzeres HaKosuv? Taisis asks, why do you need Gzeres HaKosuv? It's a mitzvah baba veira. Taisis answers, mitzvah baba veira is only the Rabbanan, but that's difficult. So Minchas Chinuch gives his creative answer. Mitzvah baba veira comes to take care of your fulfillment of the mitzvah. You don't get any brownie points. And the Gzeres HaKosuv comes to tell you, not only do you not get brownie points, it's as if you're eating outside of the sukkah. Not only is there a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, it's an Easter to eat outside of the sukkah. Yo, Ari, what do you mean?
Forget, is this Minchas Chinuch specific by sukkah? Or is
yeah.
like a din in all mitzvahs are saying
that? Look that. There would only be a few of them that would qualify. Right. Like tzitzis might be the same thing. Right. That's what many ask in the Minchas Chinuch. There is no such thing. But the reason why I have to put, whatever, we can get back into the whole sugya. But that's, yeah, exactly. Ayin Shum. Yeah. Let's just try and stay focused over here. Okay. Moving on to Tesamah Beis. On Tesamah Beis, the Gemara introduced us to a different Mishnah of a sukkah tachas ha'ilon. You can't sit underneath a sukkah that's underneath a tree. And the Gemara, so the question over here is, so the Gemara derives that over here in the two dots from the pasuk, Basuka is teishu, he should sit in a sukkah, not in a sukkah underneath a sukkah, not in a sukkah underneath a tree, not in a sukkah underneath a house. So the Gemara told us at the beginning of Testament Beis, that's only if the tree is more shade than sun. Then it's a problem of sukkah tachas ha'ilon. If the tree is more sun and shade, that's not a sukkah tachas ha'ilon. Nonetheless, the Gemara says the following. The Gemara asks, but even if it's more sun than shade, you still can't sit there because kamit starev schach posel bahade schach kosher. You're sitting underneath schach posel. So the question is the following. Masai tzare sukkah shetachas ha'ilon shechamasim ruben mitzilasa psula, according to Taisis and the Riva, how can you kosher this sukkah? And why can't this heksher work even if the tree is tzilas and ruben mechamas, even if it's more shade than sun? So again, the Gemara says it's only a problem if you're sitting underneath a tree that's more shade than sun. What if you're sitting under a tree that's more sun than shade? That's okay. But the Gemara asks, it's a different problem. You're sitting underneath schach posel. That's a big machlekes harishayim how to understand that problem. Taisvis says that it's only a problem when you need the tree to kasher your sukkah, because your sukkah is also not more shade than sun. Oh, you need the tree. That's why it's no good. You can't use the tree. Even if you're not sitting underneath the tree. If you have a sukkah kshayr underneath the tree, that's still a problem. But the tree has to be more shade than sun. But even if it's not underneath a full-fledged tree, the tree is sparse. But you need the tree to kasher your sukkah. Oh, Sefei says you can't do that. But if I would have a kasher sukkah underneath a little bit of a tree, no problem. That's Taisa Shita. Just if the tree is more shade than sun, now it's a separate psul of sitting underneath a tree. The Riva disagrees. The Riva says no, that you can't have schach posel on top of schach kosher, because whatever schach kosher is underneath schach posel, posels the schach underneath it. That's how we paskin, as we're familiar with. You can't have a tree on top of your schach, it will posel the schach underneath. Okay? So Taisus says the first part of the question. According to Taisus, when is this a problem? It's only a problem if you need the schach posel, you need the tree to make your sukkah kshera. If the sukkah is kshera independently, no problem. The Riva says, it's even if your sukkah is kshera independently, a tree, schach posel on top, posels the schach underneath. How can you fix this problem? You can fix it by bishech avotan. If you lower the tree down and you embed it in the schach of the sukkah. Why? Then it's batel. So for Taisus, it's negligible amongst the larger schach. So for Taisus, it can even kasher the sukkah. I can use the tree while it's attached to the ground, the schach, because it's batel. According to the Riva, all it means is that it won't negate the schach underneath it any longer, because it's batel. Why can't you do this even if the tree is tzilasa merubei chabah, says more. The Gemara only suggested this when the tree is sparse. Why can't I do it when the tree is thick? So the Rishonim explain, because when the tree is thick, that's a separate problem. We're back to the old problem of sukkah tachas ilan. You can't fix sukkah tachas ilan by blending it in with the roof. That's always a problem. Sukkah tachas ilan is always a problem. That can never be batel. The tree is too important. But if the tree is sparse, then it could be batel inside of the schach. Okay, so Azar, yeah.
What's the nafkamina between the Riva and Tosfos?
Huge.
As if
I have an a sukkah that's independently kosher, you build a sukkah in your backyard. My shul, we have this every year, built a sukkah in our backyard. But our neighbor has a beautiful tree which hangs over our sukkah. And they don't let it. Let's cut it.
But what about the reason of Shechav? Why?
Creates a lot of anti-Semitism. What?
What about the reason why when your Shechavatan works?
Ah, but if you can be Bishechavatan, if you can lower the tree down, most trees, unless they're very flexible, like a willow tree, you'll have a big, try and bend a cedar tree down into your sukkah, you'll have a lot of, you'll probably get hurt.
Says that Shechavatan.
This is every guy who's got a sukkah in his backyard with a tree overhanging the sukkah. So according to the Taisus, no problem. Your sukkah is kshera. As long as the tree is not tzilas women chamasa over the, unless it's like literally underneath the sukkah, you have it over a little bit, no problem. The sukkah chamasa women made tzilas more shade than sun. It's not covering the majority of my sukkah, so good. Every guy then doesn't have to trim his trees, come out. But the Riva says any part of the sukkah that's underneath the tree, if it's significant enough, we'll make it into schach posel, and I have a problem.
They both agree shechavatan is kosher.
Yes.
Right? For different reasons, though?
It's batel. So for Taisvis, that means I can even use it as schach. Wow. For the Riva means it won't disturb my schach.
So for Tosfos, if you don't have enough schach, and then you're chavatan it, and that's
awesome. Yeah. It's a shame we don't pass nine times. Make my life much easier. Okay, let's go back to the question. So sukkata underneath a tree, if it's tilas and ruba mechamas and more shade than sun, so then that's the problem. Midairaisa, basuka is teshru, not underneath a tree. Even if it's just chamas and ruba tilas, it's more shade than sun, more sun than shade. It's sparse. It's still a problem sitting underneath schach pasul. Taisus says that's only if I need it to make my sukkah kosher. But if my sukkah is kosher independently, the tree on top doesn't disturb it if it's sparse, the tree. And the Rivah says, no, any tree on top of your sukkah disturbs the schach that's kosher underneath it. So even if your sukkah is independently kosher, the sukkah, the tree on top will disturb it. How can you fix it? Lower it down and embed it in the schach. Why can't this work even for a tree that is heavy and not sparse? Because that's the problem of sukkah tachas ha'ilan. That's not just sitting underneath schach posel. That's the old problem in Deiraisa of sitting underneath a tree. A tree cannot be batel in your schach. And that problem cannot be avoided by just simply embedding it. Okay, it's only when the problem is just sitting underneath schach posel. Okay, that was question 5. Then the Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Aleph continues a little bit with this discussion of a sukkah tachas a sukkah. Not only can you not sit in a sukkah underneath a tree, but sukkah's teshvu, you can't sit on the sukkah underneath another sukkah. However, the Gemara says that that's only if the top sukkah is kosher sukkah. If the top sukkah is not a kosher sukkah, your bottom sukkah is fine. That's the whole Gemara over here. Okay, sukkah tachas ha-sukkah is only if both sukkahs are kshirim. If the top sukkah is no good, your bottom sukkah is also okay. Your bottom sukkah now is okay. It's not a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah. So the Gemara says the following. It's the beginning over here, question 6. Sukkah tachas ha-sukkah, sometimes pamim sha-tachtoin kshirim, the bottom one will be fine. Ve'oyoyin ha-psula, the upper one will be pasul. If the upper one is pasul, the bottom one is fine. Where is that? So the Gemara says at the top of Yudim and Aleph, if the bottom one is Tzilas and Merubah Mechamasa, that is proper shade, the upper one doesn't, the bottom one is fine. Because the upper one is not a kosher sukkah. But the Gemara adds, on the third line, that's only if they're both within Esrim Amah of the ground. Rashi explains, because if it would be above 20, then the upper schach, even though it's not a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah, you'd run into the other problem, like the riva, that you're sitting underneath schach pasul. So even if it's not a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah, because the upper sukkah is no good, it's more sun than shade, but you're sitting underneath schach pasul, because the schach is what? Lamala me esrim amma. You can't have schach above 20 amas. So that skach is skach posul. You're sitting underneath it. That disturbs your sukkah below. So Rashi seems to hold like the riva that we just mentioned. Okay? So sukkah talks to sukkah. That's why, in order for the bottom one to be kosher, even if the other one is no good, they both have to be within 20. If the upper one is above 20, you're sitting, it's like sitting underneath a tree that's sparsely populated, that the schach pasul above will disturb below. Taisvis quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, who had a different gears in this Gemara. Not kaimi tarvaihu besoich esrim, kaimi hatachtoina besoich esrim. The upper one could even be above 20. Why? For one of two reasons. Either because Taisus holds never the schach pasul interfere with schach kosher below, as long as the schach below is all fine and I don't need that, doesn't disturb me, like we just mentioned. And Taisus quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that schach above 20 is not schach pasul. It's not the same as a tree. Schach kosher, it's just too high. Okay, so that's the first part of the question. B'man nechaku Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam b'feirish din zeh. According to Rashi, the upper schach has to be within 20, otherwise it's schach pasul on top of schach kosher, that's a problem. According to Taisvis, it's even if the upper sukkah is above 20, it's okay. Because Taisvis holds, number one, schach pasul never disturbs schach kosher below, and number two, schach above 20 is not schach posel. Rashi and Taisus have a similar machlekes on Yudam and Aleph at the bottom. That's why I put the two together. If you put a sheet underneath or above your schach, yeah, what do you want to say, Ari?
Why does Taisus need to hold both those things?
He just happens to hold both.
But you don't need
one, either one independently would be good enough, yes. So the Mishnah says at the bottom, if you put a sheet above or below your schach, and without it, the sukkah would, then the sukkah is no good. Sheet underneath or below the schach, if it's decorative, we'll get to in a second, if it's not decorative, the sukkah is no good. Rashi says, why? Because the sheet is schach posel. You can't have schach posel on top of schach kosher. So even if your sukkah is independently valid, you don't need the sheet. You can't have, why is the sheet? Sheet is mekabel tumah. You can't have a sheet above or below. You can't have schach pasul on top of schach kosher like the riva. That sheet is Rashi also. Taisvis there again disagrees. Taisvis holds there's no problem with schach pasul on top of schach kosher. The only time the Mishnah said you can't have a sheet on your sukkah is when I need the sheet to kasher the sukkah. You'll say, when would I ever thought, okay, but maybe the sheet is made out of things that grow from the ground. I don't know. If I need the sheet to make it more shade than sun, oh, that's no good, because then you're using a sheet. Sheet is not kasher schach. And this sheet is not batel. Stands out. So the only time that the sheet is a problem is if I need it to kasher the sukkah. What if I have a sukkah that is a mat, it's kindness mats, mahadran mats, so then you can put all the sheets on top of it and below it that you want, says Taisis, won't disturb the sukkah. This is Taisis' sheet throughout. This whole sugya, schach puzzle on top of schach kosher, doesn't bother me. And Rashi, again, holds that it does. Okay? So let's read the question again. But men nechaku Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam, b'feirish din zeh. According to Rashi, it's talking about where the top sukkah is below 20. And since it's also schach kosher, the bottom sukkah is kosher because it's underneath the puzzle sukkah, but the schach on top of the upper sukkah is also schach kosher. It's within 20. If it would be above 20, it would be schach puzzle. You can't have a sukkah underneath schach puzzle. It will invalidate the schach underneath it. Taisus quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that no, even if the upper sukkah is above 20, as long as it's more sun than shade, it's not a sukkah, tachas a sukkah. And the schach on top doesn't bother me. Schach puzzle on top of schach kosher never bothers me. And then Rabbeinu Tam adds, even if it would, schach above 20 is not schach puzzle. Rashi, though, and Rabbeinu and Tosfos arguing the same point by the sukkah underneath the sheet. Rashi holds the sukkah is always no good underneath the sheet unless it's decorative, because it's schach puzzle, can have schach puzzle on top of schach kosher. And Tosfos has no problem with the sheet on top of the sukkah as long as the sukkah is designed properly, independently. If you need the sheet, oh, it's no good. Okay, say machlekes. Okay, then the Gemara moved on to the topic of decorations in the sukkah, because the Mishnah said if the sheet is decorative, it's okay. So the question number 7, what is the makar for the mitzvah of being decorating the sukkah, and why is one not allowed to use the decorations for other needs on sukkahs? Also, lehistapek minoy sukkah. So what is the Gemara assumes that people are decorating their sukkahs. We call in the name of the Maril, in the name of the Shlach Kaddish, that there's a mitzvah to decorate the sukkah. Why is there a mitzvah to decorate the sukkah? Why is everyone talking about these decorations? So we saw at the time of Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba says, the reason why we decorate the sukkah is because the Pasuk says, Basukah is Teshvu Shivas Yamim, Teishvu ke'ein taduru. You live in the sukkah like you live in your house. Just like you decorate your house, you decorate the sukkah. So what is the source for decorating the sukkah? The Rashba says, it's because teishvu ke'ein taduru. But we asked, 1 minute, the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah to make, noye mitzvah, zeh keli vanveyu, hisnoa lefun of b'mitzvahs. You should always make hidur mitzvah. And the Gemara gives the example in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel of sukkah noe, a beautiful sukkah. So we ask, the source seems to be hidur mitzvah. Why does the Rashba say teishvu te'ein taduru? We have two possibilities, either hidur mitzvah or teishvu te'ein taduru. Just like you decorate your house, you should decorate your sukkah. So we explained, it's because the Chasam Sofer says, Hidur Mitzvah doesn't mean to put things in silver and gold. Hidur Mitzvah means to fulfill the mitzvah in a better fashion. So the Rashba says, why is decorating the sukkah fulfilling the sukkah in a better fashion? Why is it? Of course it's Hidur Mitzvah. The reason you decorate the sukkah is Hidur Mitzvah. The Gemara says so. Why does the Rashba say Teishvu Kein Taduru? Because how is this fulfilling the mitzvah in an enhanced form by decorating it with silver and gold? The answer is because just like you decorate your house, you decorate your sukkah. So it's an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah. Okay? We mentioned there's really two sources. The Gemara says Hidur Mitzvah. The Rashba says Teishvu Kein Taduru. The answer is the Rashba is telling you why is it a Hidur to decorate the sukkah. Hidur means an enhanced fulfillment. How is it enhancing your fulfillment by decorating the sukkah? The answer is because just like you decorate your home, you should decorate the sukkah. Okay, so the question was, what is the makar for decorating the sukkah? The Gemara says hidur mitzvah. The Rashba says teshvu kein taduru. Since that's the way you live in your house, that's the way you should live in the sukkah. So to decorate the sukkah is a hidur mitzvah. It's an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah of sukkah, of making it like your house. Why can't you use the noye sukkah? So Taisvis asks, not here in Shabbos, that there's a stira. In one place the Gemara says it's because it's bizoy mitzvah, it's a degrading to the mitzvah. In another place the Gemara says in Shabbos it's because huksur l'mitzvasoi. Once you have an object to set aside for a mitzvah, you shouldn't use it for other purposes. And Taisvis explains we needed both. Bizoy mitzvah is only as long as the decorations are still on the sukkah. Huksala mitzvasai is for after they fall down. Why then do I need bizoy mitzvah? Huksala mitzvasai alone should be enough. That says huksala mitzvasai is only on Shabbos and Yontif. Bizoy mitzvah is also on Chol HaMoed. So there's two reasons. Why not have to be mistapik minoye sukkah? The Gemara says in one place bizoy mitzvah. The Gemara says in another place huksala mitzvasai. Taisus says we need both. Huksala mitzvah is only on Shabbos and Yontif, but it includes after they fall down. Bizoy mitzvah is even on Chol HaMoed. That's the answer. All right. Then the Gemara moved on. Still in this general area. Daf Yud Alef Amud Aleph to the topic of sitting in a tent inside the sukkah. So the Gemara says, the rule is, you can't sit in any permanent tent. The Gemara has all the rules and regulations of what's permanent. Tent tall, a roof of a tefach wide. But either way, the general rule that emerges is, you can't sit in a permanent tent inside of a sukkah. Asi oyo keva umevato oyo arai. So that's the first part of the question. Masei mekai mitzvah sukkah, masei eino mekai mitzvah sukkah. When do you fulfill the sukkah mitzvah sukkah? When not? The Gemara says only if it's a permanent tent. If it's a permanent tent, you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah sukkah. If it's a temporary tent, or whatever the rules and regulations are, then you are in fulfillment of the mitzvah sukkah. What is the problem with sitting in a tent inside of a sukkah? So Rashi says the problem is, because if you're sitting in a tent, you're not sitting in the sukkah. You're sitting in a tent. That's like a different dimension than the sukkah. The Rif says it's because it's like sitting underneath a tree or sitting in a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah. You can't have two roofs. So if you're in a tent in the sukkah, that's two roofs. Okay. Rashi says you're not in the sukkah, you're in a tent. The Rif says it's like a time warp, you're not in the same place anymore. The Rif says it's because you're sitting underneath two roofs, like sukkah tachas ha-sukkah, sukkah tachas ha-ilan. Why doesn't the Rif say like Rashi? Rashi's pshat is pretty good. Why is the Rif making up a halacha of sukkah, oil tachas ha-sukkah? That's not included in the drush. We have sukkah tachas ha-sukkah, sukkah tachas ha-ilan, sukkah tachas ha-bayis. Who made up of this one, oil inside of a sukkah? So Stipler explained that it's because the Rif held that any time you have a tent inside the sukkah, that's also called inside the sukkah. The example we gave is Amud, inside the middle of a shul. You might remember, we discussed if they have the balkere. Some shuls have a platform in the middle of the shul if they're designed properly. My shul doesn't have it, but if you're designed, shtiblach, I don't have room for these things. But if you're designed properly, you have a raised platform in the middle. How many people are there when they're laning? Four, five, at the most, right? So, but you don't have a minion. Where's your minion? Outside. But that's a tent inside of a larger room. You don't have ten in the same place. How can you lay in? You have no minion. So Shulchan Aruch says, since it's enveloped in the larger room, it's batel to the larger room. So too, the Rif felt a tent inside the sukkah is batel to the sukkah. You're sitting in the sukkah too. What then is the problem with sitting in a tent in the sukkah? Must be its two roofs. Not because you're not sitting in the sukkah. The tent is inside a larger sukkah. Of course it's batel. problem because of two roofs. Okay, back to the question. So you're sitting in a tent inside of a sukkah. When is it a problem? It's not a problem. If it's temporary oil, it's okay. If it's a permanent oil, it's not okay. You can write all the rules about it. What is the problem? Rashi says, you're not sitting in the sukkah. If you're in a tent, the Rif says, because it's two roofs. Why didn't he say like Rashi? Because since the tent is inside of a larger oil, it's batel to the sukkah. It's as if you're sitting in the sukkah, just like the platform, the bima in the middle of the shul is batel to the larger shul. Okay. Number 9. We're only going to go to 11 today, and then we'll get to 12. If you have hidla les hagefen, that's the Mishnah, ban yiralef min alef. If you take a tree and you bend it over and put it on top of the sukkah, and then you put schach on top of it, it's no good. If the schach is more than the tree, or you cut the tree, then it is good. Okay? You bent the tree down, you put schach on top, no good. If there's more schach than tree, or you cut off the tree from the ground, it's kosher. And the Gemara added, you have to, if you do that, you cut it off, you have to pick it up. Why do you have to pick it up? Otherwise, it's what? Tase velo min ha'osui. The sukkah was made passively, not actively. Cutting it off from the ground is not called active. That's called passive. That was a discussion in the Gemara. We held that's called passive. So you have to pick it up. Tzarech l'naneya. That was the whole sukkah there. Question is, ma'u shitosu sh'rabbeinu tam v'peirush ha'mishnah? What is the shita of the Rambam? They both have unique shitas. Rabbeinu Tam's shita was the only time putting a tree on top of the sukkah and putting schach on top is no good is if the schach came after the tree. But if my sukkah was there first, then a tree came later. How could the tree come later? Good question. Okay. But then the tree comes later. I put the tree down on top of the sukkah. The tree does not bother me. Ever. It's only if the tree came first. Because that's what the Mishnah says. Hidla les hagefen besatlas v'sichei chal gabo. Then you put schach on top. The Ritva doesn't accept it. He says, no, the first part of the Mishnah is two clauses. Either you had schach there and you put a tree on top, or I put a tree down and schach on top. Either one. And that's how most Rishonim say. But Rabbeinu Tam Shita was, the only time it's a problem is, you put the tree first, then the schach. It will be the schach. Then the tree, it's okay. Okay? That's the first part. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So what is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam? The only problem is, time is a problem, is if you put the tree first, then the schach. If you put the schach, then the tree would all be good. And we don't pass on that. What is the opinion of the Rambam? So the Rambam learned the Mishnah that the entire time the tree is detached from the ground. That's the Shita of the Rambam. It's already detached. You already cut it off. I'm sorry. You say then it's branches. No. You put it down, and then you cut it off. So it's tasev elomina asui. That's the whole discussion in the Mishnah. So when the Mishnah says, "Am I a sikul char b'mehen?" That means you're mavato the schach that's tasev elomina asui. Oh, shekatetzan means that you picked it up. You were minaneya it. Okay, so the Rambam learned the whole Mishnah that it's talking about you put a tree down on top of the sukkah, but you already cut it off. That's where we start. Why is it a problem? Tase velo min ha'asui. Because cutting it from the ground is not considered making it, that's passive. So if you're mavatel, the tase velo min ha'asui schach with kasher schach, okay? Or katzitzan means you picked it up and put it back down. That's how the Rambam warns the Mishnah. We don't pass like the Rambam either. Okay, so getting back to the question. Question was, what's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam? The only problem with time it's a problem is if you put the tree first, then the schach, you put the schach in the tree, okay. The Rambam held the whole Mishnah was only talking about that you already cut the tree off from the ground. It's only possible because of Tasif Lomina Asoi. Then I could be Mavato it. Or if I picked it up. But if it would be attached to the ground, it would never be good. Even if you're mavatalet, it would be no good. So we asked, why can you be mavatel tasavim in a asoy schach, but you can't be mavatel a tree? They're both pasul schach. We answered in the name of the stipler. Tas woman also is schach. It's not pasul schach. It's no good for the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, but it's not pasul schach. A tree is pasul schach. The Rambam holds you can never be mavatel pasul schach. If it's just tas woman also, you can be mavatel it. Oshakatzitzan means you lifted it up. Okay, that's the sheet of the Rambam. Yeah, Ari, you want to add something? No. Okay, that was 9. 10. Then the Mishnah moved along. Over here, you're off from the base of the discussion. Does a lulav need an eged? That's two lines down, two lines up in the narrow lines of the Gemara. Machloikas ha-tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda holds the lulav needs an eged. If it doesn't have it, you must tie the lulav, the harovas, and the hadasim together. If you don't, it's no good. Because the pasuk says, ulakachtem by lulav, but it says, ulakachtem by the spring, the putting the dam on the doorpost of Tom of Yitzias Mitzrayim, where they used a hyssop branch, and it was all tied. Hyssop branch was all tied together. So just like over there, it says agudas ezoiv. Here too, it has to be tied together. And the Rabbanan hold, that's the way we paskin, lulav ein tzarech eged, doesn't have to be bound together. At the same time, the Gemara says at the bottom, even according to the Rabbanan, there's a mitzvah la'agdai. There's a mitzvah to do it. Why? Hidur mitzvah. Zekeli vanveu hisnoel efanav b'mitzvahs. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to tie the lulav together. Rabban hold, you don't. But then that's why we paskin. But l'chadchila, you should. Why? Hidur mitzvah. So the question number 10 is, that was the Gemara. According to the Chachamim, what is the hidur mitzvah of tying the lulav together? So we could have said that according to the Chachamim, the reason why there's a hidur mitzvah to tie the lulav together is because it looks nicer. So we rejected that. It can't be because it looks nicer. Number one, who's to say it looks nice? It's only if you're a yeki. You need everything to be so organized. Many people work very well disorganized. It's not my style, but okay. Fine. But that can't be the hidur mitzvah. The Torah is organized and against people who are disorganized. I don't know. So he said that for the Rabbanan, sounds like even they subscribe, it's not just a random thing because it looks nice when it's bound together, because even according to the Rabbanan, they subscribe to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda a little bit, that lulav tzarech eged, it's an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah of lulav if you bind it together, because the Gemara, it's not just because it looks nicer, it's an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah. How do you know that? Because the Gemara said later on, just like Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need a double knot. Rashi says later on, the Rabbanan also holds, you need a double knot. Why should you need a double knot if it's just because it looks nicer when it's organized? Must be, even the Rabbanan hold, that there's an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah when it's tied together. Okay. However, the problem is, it doesn't seem to be exactly like Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Gemara here on Yudal from Abay says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the hadasim are puzzle when you bind them together, how can hadasim be puzzle? They're berries, more berries than leaves. And you pick the berries off after you tie it, it's no good. Tasev elomin ha'asoy. That became kosher passively, not actively. Picking off the berries is passive, not active. So if you pick off the berries after it's tied together, no good. Tasav lo menasoi. But according to the Rabbanan, it is good, even lechadchila. So we said, if they also hold like Rebbe Yehuda, lechadchila, at least, not ma'akev, it's not indispensable, but it's advisable, preferable, that it be tied together, that's like an enhanced form of the mitzvah, why don't they say, at least lechadchila, you shouldn't pick the berries off after you tied it around. It's tasav lo menasoi. So we explained that according to the Rabbanan, the hidur mitzvah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the lulav has to be bound together as one, just like Gzeiras HaKasuv from Pesach, whatever. That's not the hidur mitzvah according to the Rabbanan. The hidur mitzvah is not just because it looks nice. Who's to say it's because it looks nice? And the Gemara says later on you need a double knot. Rather, the hidur mitzvah is, according to the Chachamim, because it's best to take the Daraminim all as one, even though the Gemara says later on, you pick up the Lulav, then you pick up the, you put it down, then you pick up the Esrog, put it down, then you pick up the Hadassim, put it down, then you pick up the Aravos, put it down, it's kosher. It's an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah to pick them up together. Because the pasuk says, "Kapos tmarim vi anaf eitz avos vi arve nachal." There's a vav in between. Okay, so back to the question. Even though it could be yotzi one after the other, it's best if they're all together, even with a double knot, but not for the same reason as Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, how do we fulfill it? By the way, we use that's why we use the holder. The holder is like a double knot. Even though it's tassel and asur, it's all okay. So getting back, 10. According to the Hachamim, again, Rabbi, we don't pass in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held it all out to be one because it's learned out of Akudas Eza. We don't hold like that. But according to the Hachamim, we, Lulav ain't tzarech ega, but there's a hidur to do it. What is the hidur to do it? The hidur to do it is to take all the Dalaminim as one. You don't have to, at once. You don't have to pick them all up at once. But it's an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah because there's a vav in between them. Kapos tmarim vi anaf eitz avos vi arve nachal. So the hidur mitzvah is to take them all as one, and you should do it even with a double knot. But there's no problem of tasev elomina asoi. Why? That's the second part of the question. Because the tying isn't the mitzvah. If the tying would be the mitzvah, it's tasev elomina asoi. Here the tying is not the mitzvah. The taking as one is the mitzvah. There's no problem with tasef elomina asui in taking. It's only when you're building. Okay? So according to the Chachamim, what is the hidur mitzvah? The hidur mitzvah is to take them at once as one. Why is there tone tasef elomina asui in the binding? Because the mitzvah is not the binding. The mitzvah is to take it as one. Okay? That's succinctly the answer. Number 11. This is the bottom of Yirah from Abayis. We're going to skip after this to your Beis Mabez. But at the bottom of your Alpha Mabez, because we skipped, we didn't have a shiur, I don't think your Beis Mabez. But the bottom of your Beis, yeah. Bottom of your Alpha Mabez is HaMachloikas, famous Machloikas, between Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Kiva. Why do we sit in Sukkos on Sukkos? Either is it because Hashem actually put us in Sukkos on our way out of Mitzrayim, or is it because he protected us with Hanane HaKavod? But we never actually sat in tents. We never sat in Sukkos. That's much like a Sukkos Mamish. Did we actually sit in Sukkos? Or it's only an allusion to Hanane HaKavod? But either way, it refers to our way out of Mitzrayim. So the Torah asks this famous question in Hilchos Sukkah, why then do we observe Sukkos in Tishrei? We should observe Sukkos in Nisan, when historically we left Mitzrayim just like Pesach. The Torah answers, because otherwise it wouldn't be odd if we sat in a Nissan, everyone would think we're doing so because it's nice weather outside. When we do it in Tishrei, we look crazy. So then it's obvious we must be doing so because of religious principles, because of a mitzvah. If we did a Nissan, it wouldn't be obvious that we're doing so for the purpose of a mitzvah. By the way, they say, you never ask, but my brother-in-law once asked, he wanted to test this out, so he asked a guy. He says to him, you see all the Jews sitting, I was doing business with him. So he says, we're talking about the mitzvah. He says, I thought the Jews just did that because the weather's nice outside now. In Tishrei. He said, in Tishrei. He said, I thought you guys were just doing it because the weather's nice. Anyway, so maybe the tour's answer is not, the answer is you don't take a poll, we just do it anyway. That's like that. Okay, not for now. Okay, fine. So the Torah says, because it's not obvious we're doing so for the purpose of a mitzvah, if we do it in Nisan, if we do it in Tishrei, it's obvious. That's the answer of the Torah. And we'll leave out the Gra, substitute Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says another answer. Aruch HaShulchan says that it's because the mitzvah of Sukkah comes right after the Yomim Noroim. The two are connected, one with the other. The Medrash says that that's why the Lulav is very tall. It's like a trophy. After we finish the Yomim Noroim, we leave Yomim Noroim with a trophy of the Lulav. And we go and we party in the sukkah, because it represents culmination of the period of the Yomim Noroim. That's why sukkahs comes after Yomim Noroim. It's because even though it's Zecher, Yetzias Mitzrayim, It's somehow a culmination of the period of the Yamim Neiroim. Yamim Neiroim was Shuvah Me'ira. This is Shuvah Me'ava, whatever answers you want to give. But either way, it's a culmination of the period of the Yamim Neiroim. So that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says, Sukkot comes after Yamim Neiroim, not because it should be obvious we're sitting there for the purpose of the mitzvah, but because it's related somehow to the Yamim Neiroim. Okay, Shkoyach Hever. Tomorrow, Mitzvah, we'll go 12 to the end, and then we'll have Chinah and Thursday.